to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Swiss with Morning Devotions. No one likes to think of facing bad news, especially if that news is unexpected or shocking, like the unexpected death of a loved one, and nothing really prepares you for that. And I guess you know someone who was close to you facing news of an incurable illness like cancer. Having had my own scare with cancer at the end of 2019, I know how it feels. It's unpredictable, scary, but God has been good to me, and I've fully recovered. And not everyone is that fortunate, and I spoke to several men who went through chemotherapy with me and faced bad news in relation to their own future. Death and dying, they're not nice subjects at all. No one likes to take time thinking about them. Can't we talk about something that's more pleasant? It certainly would be easier, but sometimes we have to toughen up and confront reality. It's all part of the human condition, unfortunately. Dealing with loss is difficult, it's exhausting, painful, and grief is an overwhelming feeling of sorrow, pain, regret, and sadness. It feels like your heart is broken. Nothing will ever be the same. How can I ever be happy again? And all this is a normal response. Everyone experiences grief in their own unique way. It was in 1969, a Swiss psychiatrist named Elisabeth Kubler-Ross first introduced what was called the five-stage grief model in her groundbreaking book called On Death and Dying. She'd worked with terminally ill patients. She'd wrote from her own observations and experience. Now, not everyone agrees with this model, but I think it's a good place to start. And the model has these subjects: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And these five words have helped many people going through the pain of grief and grieving. Let's look at this first one, denial. Can't be true. Has my father really died? Here is the shocking news. It's bad news. And so I go into denial. But you know that it's a God-given protection to keep you safe and sane. So many questions remain unanswered, a bit like the movie A Star is Born, where Ali sings, "I'll never love again" at the story's end. And she says, "I want to pretend that it's not true because the world keeps turning and turning and I'm not moving on." So it's too early to move on. Good-meaning friends say, "Everything happens for a reason," but you get really annoyed with this simplistic statement. You can't believe what's happened. This is denial. Then there's anger. This is not a bad anger. It's necessary to go through these stages, a healthy element of grieving. Being angry with someone else or with God for allowing that death to come is a mask, I guess, to give protection to your mind. It's a messy emotion, this one, unpredictable. It's perfectly normal to be angry, even if it's irrational. It's to do with blame. Sometimes it's easier to be mad than sad. And although it can be scary, this anger thing, once you begin to face your anger, it will start to dissipate. The third word in Elisabeth Kubler-Ross's model was bargaining, which is related to anger, the what-if stage. If only I'd taken him to the doctor earlier, if only I had seen the signs. God, why did you allow this to happen? Guilt, of course, plays a significant role in the bargaining stage. We want to go back and try and fix the issue and negotiate our way out of the pain and loss. Fourth is depression, the fourth stage of grief. This is the type of depression. It's not a sign of mental illness. It's an appropriate response to the great loss we've had. And you might prefer to be on your own. You don't want to go outside your home. That's okay. You might feel lonely, unable to talk to anyone. You might even feel confused. It's a normal response. And then finally, there's acceptance. This doesn't mean that everything is okay. No, it's about accepting the reality that our loved one is physically gone. It's a reality we've got to live with each day. We'll never like it, but in time we will learn to live with it in this new situation. Our past has been changed forever, and we must learn how to live with the change to start living again. We slowly begin to do that. You'll never forget that person. The sun will come out again, and you will move forward. God did not take your loved one away to teach you something. A loving father doesn't do that. He, our Heavenly Father, will restore your life as you learn to embrace death and loss as part of, we could call it, the circle of life. God is our greatest source of strength and help. He knows what we need far better than we do. Heavenly Father, thank you for this model, the five stages of grief. It's imperfect, Lord, but it does give us a way through. For those who are suffering grief, may your hand of blessing and comfort be theirs today. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.